let's just start with the fact that bad news from Sunday continues. Brock Purdy needs Tommy John surgery. A second option has been requested. Of course it has. Of course they'll take a look at it. But at best, we're talking about a six-month recovery. A full repair of his UCL would mean more like 8 months to a year. It's officially time to give Tom Brady a call. Hello, everybody. Damon Bruce and Ray Ratto with you after a painful Sunday afternoon for not just the 49ers, but NFL officials in both games. Cincinnati Bengals fans got to be feeling a little stung by some officiating that happened out there. And there is no reason to put the 49ers' loss on officiating, although there was no help from anyone wearing stripes. That game was decided full stop when Brock Purdy went down with his shoulder, with his elbow injury, and then Josh Johnson decided to prove himself maybe the worst football player of all time. And I'm not going to put it on a fourth-string quarterback to look good, but I am going to put it on a 14-year veteran to not look like he's never played before. That was embarrassing. And it's a shame that the 49ers couldn't put forth a representative effort of who they wore in the NFC title game. Ray, they had the brakes beaten off of them in every conceivable way. However bad it started, it got worse. And then it just started spiraling to the point where if you could forfeit a game in a fourth quarter, it would have been the right thing to do.
No, if the 49ers had gotten through this with Brock Purdy entirely healthy, they lose 31-14.
I don't think so.
Oh, I do.
I'm not doing that today. We're not going to talk about the game that doesn't exist.
My point is Philadelphia was significantly the better team. That is my point. That they won both lines of scrimmage easily. And that's where I thought the game was going to be decided, and it was. Because the reason why both quarterbacks went down is because Philadelphia pounded them. They came, they rushed almost with impunity against an offensive line that only functions well with a lead, and they could never get a lead. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and you can kiss my grits because the Eagles had 269 yards of offense.
They didn't need any more. They had the ball for 37 minutes.
Per play.
They had the ball for 37 minutes.
Jalen Hurts did nothing impressive.
He didn't have to.
The Philadelphia Eagles were not overwhelmingly impressive. Were they better at the line of scrimmage? In moments, they were. In the defining moments of the game, they absolutely were. But no, we're not gonna play the they would have lost anyway game. We'd have no idea what would have happened. What I do know is that that game should have been 0-0 deep into the game, and it wasn't. It was 7-0. Because another thing the 49ers should have done was review that catch. That was not a catch. But that was a defense that was getting off the field on third down. Philadelphia opened up the day 1 of 6 on third down. There was every opportunity for the 49ers to seize early control of that game. Had they had a healthy team, had they been able to do that. If Brock Purdy is healthy the entire game, to talk about that there was just, there's no way the 49ers were just outclassed, no business being on the field with that team, I don't agree with that at all. At all.
Okay.
At all.
Then we will agree to disagree.
I guess we will.
Because I think Philadelphia was much the better team and didn't have to have a great offensive day because the 49ers only had the ball for 22 minutes. And how do they win games? By having the ball for 37 minutes.
Geez, do you think their healthy quarterback might have had more time of possession, Ray, than the guys who are just on three and out?
Do you think the fact that their running game couldn't get going had anything to do with this, too?
Christian McCaffrey had the best day on the ground either team.
For either team.
And here's the thing. And it was literally the only thing the 49ers had going. It's easy to stop a running game when you cannot execute a forward pass. So you get no credit for stomping on the Niners running game in the second half when they did not have a quarterback. That's what was ridiculous, Ray.
No, don't go there.
That's ridiculous.
Do not go there.
And here's what's also ridiculous. Let's talk about those four dominant Eagle touchdowns, shall we? First touchdown, let's face it, shouldn't have happened. Should not have happened. Kyle Shanahan, little tip going forward, and I understand it's not. We're not going to put this on the 49ers coaching staff because apparently the replay angle that showed Devontae Smith juggling that ball wasn't even available until they came back from commercial break. So you can't blame the Niners for not seeing what they could not see. There's officiating problem number one, though, and there's a league-wide couldn't turn around the replay fast enough for anyone to get a look at it problem. And Kyle Shanahan, the next time you see somebody screaming to run the next play and they obviously didn't see, you know, Smith pop up and say, we got to run the next play as fast as humanly possible. When you see that, you might want to throw a challenge flag. So let's say that first 4th-and-2 doesn't happen. It's a completely different game right there. The second touchdown, 3 defensive penalties. You have the referees moving the ball on 3rd down for the Eagles when they could not. So that was an awful lot of help down the field to go 14-0. Then Josh Johnson gifts the ball to the Eagles on their own 30-yard line with no time remaining in the half. So Kyle cannot play wraparound football around halftime. The 4th touchdown, you got the roughing the punter where the player is clearly pushed into the punter by his own teammate, and that kept the Eagles on the field. The 49ers just mysteriously turned into the bumbling, fumbling, can't get anything going for them, penalties stick to us all over the place, Las Vegas Raiders in this one game. They were penalized 11 times for 81 yards. They were penalized more times than any team in any playoff game this year. That's not who they are. That's not how they play. There is no trend to suggest that they are going to lose all sense of discipline in the biggest road game of the year. That's ridiculous.
There were a few games this year where, in fact, they did that.
Oh, yeah? How about in the last 12? Or were they so far in ancient memory that we're not even... What are you talking about?
If you're going to tell me that a team that drove 11 plays, 14 plays, and 15 plays for 3 of its scores did not have the better half, better part of that game, then we will.
They had, but Ray, look at what they did on 3rd down. If you got no impressive 3rd down percentage, where are you getting? How are you doing it?
First of all, they had 15 3rd downs. The 49ers only had 8. Their offense, we're just putting that aside. But the other thing was, having the ball for 37 minutes is the way the 49ers win. And the only way that the Eagles can do that with a lesser running game is if they are owning the line of scrimmage, which they did.
You know how easier it is to own the line of scrimmage when the door only swings one way?
How is it that the door only swung one way? Who hit the quarterbacks that drove them from the game? The Eagles did. I mean, I'm not sure why we're even having this.
Right, no,
argument.
And I'm not saying that they did anything wrong hurting Brock Purdy.
No, I'm not saying, I know you're not saying that. What I'm saying is they dominated both lines of scrimmage, and it wasn't close. And it wasn't just because the 49ers lost both quarterbacks, it's because the Eagles drove both quarterbacks from that game. And they could only do that if they were in the backfield the whole day long, which they were.
They definitely shrunk the pocket, but for a staggeringly dominant defensive line afternoon, there were 3 sacks. And Josh Johnson is a human sack waiting to happen. So if not for the freak accident of Brock Purdy, to say that they lose that game 31-17 is I just think it's ridiculous. I think it's preposterous. I think that they would have absolutely had been in that game had they been able to run, the plays in their playbook.
I'm unconvinced.
Christian McCaffrey had the best day on the ground of anyone on the ground. Hands down. 15 carries, 84 yards, 5.6 yards per average carry. That is more than 2 yards than any Philadelphia Eagle had average yards per carry. Kenneth Gainwell was really good. I mean, Kenneth Gainwell is the guy who played a great game for the Eagles, but Miles Sanders did not, and Jalen Hurts did not, and Boston Scott did not, and Devontae Smith did not, and A.J. Brown did not, and Dallas Goedert did not. It was not a great day of Eagles football. it was a very good day of Eagles football with the single worst conceivable day of football any team could have ever played, been forced to play, happened to play, whatever, in the NFC title game. That was not representative of the San Francisco 49ers in any conceivable way.
And I will grant you that, but I'm fairly certain that the Eagles caused almost all of that. And if you can take away the game of a team as good as San Francisco's the way they did, then I'm saying that the Eagles were clearly superior and by a fairly considerable margin. Now let's move on, because we've decided we don't see the game eye to eye here, but there are other things we can talk about.